Football without fans is nothing.
Better football.
I'm not one type of guy. Unbelievable.
Wow. Mesut Ozil is the best number 10 of all time.
I think Pep Guardiola should be in there.
He's overrated.
Hangerland.
Gary, we're calling you out, Mings. UEFA, we're calling you out, Mings.
Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy, and welcome back to episode 31. And this episode, we gave our Premier League team of the season, our player of the season, young player of the season, manager of the season, and signing of the season. So, enjoy.
So, boys, let's kick off the episode by speaking about the biggest thing that happened this week. Manchester City won the league. So, boys, because we're all Liverpool fans, how do we feel about that? Personally, I'm not bothered because they
won it in February. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also, because we're competing for it this season, genuinely doesn't bother me.
And there's no real competition, really, was there?
Not really. No. Look at the coin caps of the recent seasons, and it's evident and not much.
Yeah,
they've not been pushed for it this season, let's just say that.
They are a good team. I wouldn't take it away from them.
They are a good team, but
it's been a landslide, hasn't it, this season?
The world's problems, though,
no one's been amazing. We've had our injuries. United haven't been great. They still need another two or three players, don't they?
Need a good midfield.
Yeah. Chelsea next season, as I say. They started really well. They'll be a lot better next season.
I'd like to imagine we'll be much better next season, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. Van Dijk said he's focused on Liverpool instead of going to the Euros. So,
which is understandable.
We could win the league next season. But as a Dutch fan, Jenko, how are you feeling that Van Dijk is not captain your team to the Euros?
It is annoying. They've got a good team. They've got some good players in that. So I reckon they have a good chance of winning it. But the fact he is injured and out, you're missing your team captain, aren't you? But as a Liverpool fan, obviously it's great, isn't it?
He's not only a good defender, he's also a leader.
Yeah. So, well, he's the best centre-back in the world, you know what I mean? So, he'll be great for us next season.
So, Owen,
no doubt he'll be the same player. But...
Yeah. Owen. Owen, who are you replacing him with, though? Centre-back, Daley Blind?
Who's Van Dijk?
Yeah.
Nah, you got players like Nathan Ake, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I didn't think of him.
Who's that? Who's that young one from Ajax?
Isn't it a Man United centre back? Is it like that Tuan Zabi? Whatever his name is, or is he not him?
Tuan Zabi.
Someone in me.
I don't know.
Is Tuan Zabi English?
Yeah, he's English. Yeah. Ake and De Ligt, I think that'd be the best. Maybe Daley Blind,
De Ligt. Forgot about him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're forgetting De Ligt,
Ake and De Ligt, won't
he? Thing is, though, I don't think they're going to do well, but I can imagine a lot of Haaland fans are going to be fuming all of it, but at the same time, it's expected. Because he's got to put his injury over everything. They can't just come back on no match fitness and just be like, I'll play at the Euros, but you'd have games pretty much every 2 or 3 days.
Was it the Euros they missed out last time, or the World Cup?
World Cup.
Didn't qualify, did they?
World Cup,
so they probably really wanted a big national performance this year time round.
Well, the thing is, before Van Dijk got injured, they were firing on all cylinders as well.
Yeah. Didn't he come second in that Nations Leagues?
Yeah.
And beat Portugal.
Wijnaldum was unreal, wasn't he? I remember.
Because Wijnaldum plays
as a pure striker.
He plays as an attacking midfielder instead of... box to box.
Yeah.
But boys, can I just go back to Man City that quick?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on people comparing Pep Guardiola to the likes of Mourinho, Wenger and Shankly because he's won 3 Premier League titles?
Shankly now, he's built a team up from the ground.
Can I just point out, do you feel like City have won the league more than 3 times under Pep Guardiola, or is that just me?
They've only won the league 6 times, haven't they?
But it's only 3 under Guardiola, isn't it?
I thought they'd won it.
I remember seeing something the other day. It was either 3 or 4 underneath Guardiola, but I think it's a lot more than that. But it's obviously not, but I don't know. We're making not be more dominant.
Did you not see that stat, though? It said Manchester's won trophy since 2007-08.
I think, yeah.
And it's like, Pep won like 31.
Yeah, he won 3, because the first season he didn't win it, did he? But he got top 4. Then he won it next 3, I think.
And then Chelsea won it once.
I know, next 2. Then us.
We spoke about this then, 2 weeks ago, didn't we? About Guardiola being one of the best managers.
Yeah, I think he's the best manager now. But you can't compare him to Shankly and Ferguson.
You can't compare him to Mourinho. Yeah, you can compare him to Mourinho, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Wenger, I don't know. I feel like Wenger's one of the managers where we think he's a lot better than he actually was. As stupid as it sounds, but that's just because he was around for so long. He was a Premier League legend.
Was not compared to...
No, that's what I mean, yeah, yeah. So Shankly, though, putting him in the same bracket as Shankly is stupid. Shankly builds a team off from what, League 2, League 3?
Yeah.
Guardiola inherits a team and has oil money. Exactly. It's not the same category. It's not even the same game of football, because football nowadays, there's so much more they can do to look into it tactical-wise and all that.
I agree with the Mourinho comparison, yeah. Wenger's a bit... not really, but yeah.
Definitely, he's past Klopp. Do you reckon he's better manager than Klopp? Yes, to me.
Well, based on trophies, you'd have to say, yeah. Yeah. All I'm going to say about Klopp is, Klopp's a fantastic manager, but is it just me or is history starting to repeat itself again for Klopp? Dortmund, he built them up from like not being challenging for it that much. He got them to win in the league, he won the league, and then they fell off completely.
Yeah, but he only fell off because Bayern bought the best of the like main striker.
Yeah, but then is that not exactly what's happening right now with Liverpool?
Klopp said a quote in his press conference.
It's like they can't keep up the intensity though for more than 4 seasons.
At the end of the day, though, Arsene Wenger's done something no manager's done before. He's won the league unbeaten. Yeah.
But Charlie, going back to your thing where they can't keep the intensity up for 4 seasons, isn't that going to happen though? That's bound to happen.
Well, it is bound to happen, but then that's where I've got to look into our squad's age, and I just think our squad's age is around 27, 28. I think so there's got to come a point in a few years' time where we're literally going to have all players who are just going to be getting old. And you're going to need to make a full, fresh rethink out of the squad.
Klopp,
you're
going
to need a manager who's going to build it up for you. And you're just using new managers to do that. Because Klopp will be gone by then. Be an interesting one. Yeah, he's already said that, hasn't he? When the contract runs out, he's taking a year break.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't miss football, he's not coming back. If he misses football, he'll come back.
He got like the gym job or something, won't he? But he said a quote this week and it was be the best team in the world. I want to beat the best team in the world or something like that.
See, that for me is negative, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think you always want to start.
He's just not going to be cocky. Do you know what I mean?
I think it sounds
we are the best.
No, he doesn't have to say we are the best. But saying he wants City's to beat the best and not be the best.
We're going to beat the best.
Shows what type of team we are as well.
But
like City,
but then would you not rather though, instead of saying I'd like to beat the best, would you not rather say I want to be the best instead? Because that to me seems like you want to be top.
You want to be the
underdog. You want to beat the best is like
say
you want to beat the best to me is like, remember that season where we had the Kiev season where obviously City we were the only team that beat them and stopped the unbeaten run and then they fell apart after it. That's what that mentality shows to me, where you say you want to beat the best. Want to be the best makes me think of like last season. That's what I'm getting from that quote anyway. I think it's slightly negative.
We'll see next season. Top 4 race is still on. This episode is getting recorded before the Man United Liverpool game tonight.
God help us.
But boys, do you believe Liverpool can get top 4?
It all depends on tonight, honestly. Because I'm just looking and I'm just thinking, what's our track record in the season for bogey teams? It's not going well for you. No. What's our track record for little teams? It's not going well. So I'm just...
What's our record for any team? Not well.
Exactly. If we win all our 4 games, I think top 4 is pretty much ours to lose. Because of the Leicester-Chelsea game, isn't it? Their max points are 70 and 73, isn't it? Our max points are 69. So one of them is going to lose.
Even the Chelsea-Villa game's going to be tough for Chelsea, I reckon. I think
it is, but then at the same time,
I don't know.
I just.
Owen, what are your thoughts then, Owen? Do you reckon we can get top 4 or?
Yeah, I reckon we can. But would I be fuming if we didn't get it? No, because it's what we deserve.
So if we don't get it, I don't even want Europa League, you know.
I don't want Europa League. That's a Europa League question. I might be wrong here, but if Chelsea win the Champions League, does that not mean fifth place get Champions League?
No, not anymore.
I said that last week, but I don't know.
I've seen some mixed things. Some said five teams going to Champions League.
So
that's what I thought. Because I was talking with Dad about it today. My dad said he thinks it only happened once.
Once when Liverpool won Champions League, first five, Everton came fourth, and Everton had to play the last game of qualifiers, and Liverpool went to the qualifiers.
I think the rules have changed since then. So if Chelsea don't get top four, then the top four get Champions League, and then Chelsea get Champions League as well. So there's five teams. But if Chelsea finish in top four, it's just four teams in. I don't know whether we get an extra Europa League spot. I'm not sure, but
I saw before that they. Seventh place this year gets qualified into the Europa Conference League, the new one.
Oh, I didn't know that was next season or the season after me.
It said this season, the seventh, and it starts next season. Yeah,
God,
all I'm thinking like is I don't want Europa League because all I'm thinking is we've been getting United this season, we've been getting other teams the past few seasons, all big six clubs that have fallen to the Europa. I don't want to be playing footy on a Thursday night against some random team who I've never even heard of.
What do you mean, Europa League going to be better in Champions League next season? Juventus? Us?
Roma? Yeah. Do you really want to be playing that?
No.
Because I'm not being funny. If we're playing that, I take United this season, I'd expect them to win it. Same would expect us to win it next season if we end up in it. Because it's realistically, it's not teams that are good. Let's be honest. They're all right, but they're not. They shouldn't be beating a team like us, let's just say that.
And if we don't get in it, I reckon Klopp will probably focus more on the FA Cup as well, because since he's joined, he just didn't really care about the FA Cup.
But then again, that's like the fixture list thing, though, isn't it? It's like, look at United this week. They played what? Thursday? What was it? It's like 3 days.
He was fuming, weren't he, over the new the new Champions League. Like the fact that it's an actual league, there's more games and all that.
Oh, the format.
I mean, they give you more games, but then don't give you. They don't extend the season. They need to extend the season if they want to do that. Start it earlier or finish it later.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's not gonna. I don't know. It doesn't seem right that they're trying to play that many games and things. Although they are professional footballers, so they should have the fitness for it. You'd like to imagine, but then again,
sometimes though, it's too much fitness, isn't it?
They haven't even had the fitness. This season, all the injuries, everyone's having. It'll be worse.
Then again, I know it sounds stupid, Jack, and that's because. Don't forget, clubs are like an intensity, weren't they? And then Corona started, they had so many months off, and now it's a case of they're trying to get back to intensity. Plus, there's no motivation because there's no fans in the stadium either. I think if there's fans in the stadium, you've got something to play for, in a sense. But there's no fans, they're just sort of like, yeah, go out, sounds, we give up, we're getting beat.
Is it the 12th man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, boys, the Champions League. Got moved to Porto, which makes no sense because between two English clubs. So I don't know why it's not
Wednesday. It's sort of UEFA, isn't it? It's all like UEFA. They can still go.
Yeah, it was there last season also, wasn't it?
Mm. Were it Lisbon last season?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't get it, though, because UEFA's big motto when the Super League was happening was football's for the fans, and then they move it to Portugal.
So it's really cheap travel cost for all the Chelsea and City fans.
Yeah, 6,000 each of each team. Portugal's a green zone country for the UK, isn't it? So you can travel there, and have you got a quarantine? I don't think you've got a quarantine. I think you've got to pay for the test before you go. But even then, it's still bad. I don't know. What's the point of making them travel and risk bringing them back, Corona from a different country
when you can just stay there? Wembley,
and
or
you can limit it yourself. It should be Wembley.
They were saying,
Villa Park.
But
Tottenham Stadium got put forward, didn't it? Tottenham off first season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, would that be fair? I know Sancho, I know it's not, there's no one there, but would it be fair on Chelsea playing in a rival stadium? Second one was playing at Goodison.
I don't think it's fair to Tottenham fans either. It'd be like the only first trophy won there.
Nah, it will be fair because remember Bayern played at their home stadium.
Was that an actual like thing though? Was that like a name you wait for the side at the start of the season?
No, it was just yeah.
That's fine to me then.
Should be in Cardiff again.
Yeah, Cardiff would be good. Yeah. I just don't get why you'd put it in Portugal. I know they can travel there, but still. Is the stadium even that big?
No.
Mad.
Yeah, it's quite big.
Well, boys, it's time for our Premier League team of the season. How's it going to work? We're going to go position by position, say who we think should be there, and come to a decision together. So, in goal, you want to start off then?
Yeah, I'll start with goalie.
Mendy's first. Yeah.
It's got to be Mendy.
Martinez.
I agree with Owen Martinez. Ooh. So it's 2-2.
Martinez is a good pick.
Martinez is a good pick. I didn't think of him.
So I don't know then, boys.
50-50. All I'm saying about Mendy is Mendy's came into the Chelsea team and he's kept clean sheets. He's done his job. He's struggled in that department for a while.
He's done so well that he still gets swapped with Kepa.
He just always, it's just in and out,
isn't it? It's always swapping. Which I understand, because he is a 70-mile keeper, but if he's that good, why has he kept his place?
I say Martinez because he left no pressure on him whatsoever and he performed. That makes no sense, doesn't it really?
No, I know what you mean.
So what are we coming to then, boys?
Boys, I'll back on if you want it.
Just only because they've got the FA Cup final, Champions League as well, and it's got second most clean sheets. No matter, it's got the third most, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, but you got to think that the defense in front of Mendy,
Conte
and Mings have performed well, that book. Come on.
I don't know if Chelsea's defensive that good, though. Oh, I don't know. I'll go Martinez.
Right, left-back is easy. Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw,
The Luke Shaw debate, right. I put him in man, but then I look at it and I just think, hasn't he got 5 assists and 1 goal?
He's not really,
what I'm getting at is though is this is considered his best season and Andy Robertson's got the exact same stats as him and it's considered his worst season.
Yeah, but aren't both different left backs?
They are different players. But then again, if you just look at it on paper, is he really doing well?
You haven't saw the interceptions, you haven't saw the shot block, you haven't saw the tackles, you haven't saw none of that.
Inside
the job of a left back, like he's supposed
to be. I've gone from who you watched and stats, so that's why I've gone with Cresswell. I think he's been the third left centre back this season, and I think he's been great. Honestly, I do.
I'm not gonna lie, it's 3-1. I think we're going
Luke
Shaw.
I just don't think there's been any standout fullbacks this season in full star.
Centre backs.
One's Diaz. I think
Diaz has got to be one.
My nomination is Harry Maguire.
I said Maguire.
Ooh.
Go on, James. Charlie, what's yours?
I'll save my controversial one for last.
Okay. I've gone Stones or Thiago Silva, but I'll go Stones.
Right, boys, before you start throwing digs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Blame Nath Phillips. I've worked with Nath Phillips, right? Purely on the base. Hang on.
Sorry.
The man's coming in and he's covering for Van Dijk. And if you'd ask me, he's got a shift in after. There's not been many mistakes he's made this season. He's not made many mistakes. And he's a very inexperienced player who's came in and done very well.
It's the same as Diaz. Get into the Premier League team with the season.
I just think Maguire, he looks well on the stats, but then realistically, it's the stats inside Man U. It's all the Man U stats. Basically, it was his centre-back competition. But it's going to compete for them stats with them. There's not a lot. Look at who's the centre-back, he said?
Stones,
once again, he's sat next to Diaz. It's you could pick the entire city back four for that reason.
You know what? Maguire. Have you convinced me?
I think we have to go with Nathie Phillips.
No, I'm not.
You know what? He hasn't been great.
Owen, help me, please. Take your bitter cap off. Yeah, we are not going Nathie Phillips to Premier League team this season. Centre back. We are not going. We're not going.
It should be a debate though.
We just can't be.
He needs to be in the conversation.
Let's be honest. So if Nath Phillips is that good, it'd be getting picked for England, and he's not.
Yeah, but that's why I don't get that. Why are you picking Tyrone Mings over him when Tyrone Mings has been shocking all season? Tyrone Mings does not do anything.
Listen, yeah, you're saying...
But I would say Nathan would play better than him, but Tyrone Mings is thinking...
Yeah, Charles, you're right, but no... Tyrone Mings isn't in the season. You're arguing that Maguire has not had a better season than Phillips.
I'm just saying, due to the circumstances he's been put in compared to Maguire.
Yeah, yeah.
Maguire's competition centre-half isn't exactly great. Phillips is coming in and he's covering for Van Dijk. And
his only experience is with Stuttgart in the second league of German football.
He's done well for the job he's been put in. But you wouldn't say he's been the best centre-back.
I can't believe we're having this debate, you know, Matt Phillips or Harry Maguire to go
centre-back. Yeah, fair play.
The best is Diaz. In that top five, me switches around constantly.
It goes Diaz, Maguire, Stones. That's why I think goes anyway.
I'm not saying Phillips should be in the team. I'm just saying he should be in the team.
I'm saying Maguire.
It's Diaz and Maguire.
I'll happily put Maguire in it, but I just don't know.
I
can't with Maguire. We're going Maguire, boys. I can't. I physically can't. Yeah.
No. Look.
When I edit the video, I can't get a picture of Nat Phillips and put Nat Phillips in the Premier League team as you. I just can't do it.
Shout out Matthew DeFuzzi on Instagram and TikTok now.
Right, see me doing the renegade.
Cancelo.
Always split again.
I'm going to be Cancelo as well.
I've gone with Kufal.
I'm going with Kufal as well.
Kufal actually, yeah. I didn't even think about him.
I don't know, you know.
Now you say it, I didn't even think about him.
Let's not be boring here. Kufal. Let's spice up a bit.
No, I know, but if you put Kufal in, you should put Cresswell in. You know what I mean? You've got to put Big Adam up the Scousers.
Well, if you're doing that, then you may as well just put Nat Phillips in.
Exactly. Nah. We'll go Kufal, go on.
Right. Three centre mids, yeah. Right. There's one easy one, De Bruyne. Do we all agree on that?
And
right. Owen, you tell me yours earlier. Yours is... I can't even say the word, but I just stopped myself.
Ew.
Controversial. Yours is that.
Declan Rice and Mason Mount. That's what I said.
Ooh. Nah, I'm not
sure
about that.
Man's Gundogan and Bruno Fernandes.
Man's exact same as yours, Matthew.
It's Gundogan and Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, when you've been
in the conversation.
Nah, yeah, fair play, yeah.
Maybe yours will make the bench. Mason Mount has performed very well.
I just don't think he's performed as well as others. If you're going for the most underrated team season, then that's where Nat Phillips comes with. That's where Declan Rice.
That's a question later on, Owen.
That's a question later on.
So, boys, done the three centre mids.
Yeah.
Right. Three up front now. So up top, striker, Harry Kane. Everyone agree?
Gotta be Kane.
No, well, I've been with Harry Kane.
I don't agree with it.
Right. Yeah, right. Jamie Carragher and Guy Neville both Phil Foden, didn't he?
No, not a chance.
It's got to be Salah.
It's got to be Salah, boys. I'm not being funny. Salah. I'm not even biased. Just look at it, right? The discredit this man gets. Oh my God, he's been in the team of the year once. He's been banging out 20 goals this season.
A couple of episodes.
Plus,
you can't not put him in a team of the season. He's going in.
Okay, Senko, calm down. Yeah, on the left then, I went with Son.
I went with Grealish.
Guess who I went with? I was thinking of Grealish.
Did you go, Jango?
It was either Grealish, Son, or that Rafinha for Leeds, because I reckon he's good when you watch him. But, Jack Grealish, what a season. What a guy.
I just don't rate Greenish, you know. I don't think he's good one bit.
Need to watch him more, mate.
I think he's
no, I'm telling you.
He's like a show pony. Skills. No, do
he's
what?
A show pony. He's a good player.
He's the best player in the worst in a bad team.
He gets made to look good because the competition is not good.
Ings is better than Grealish.
Wait, Danny Ings,
don't he play different? Do you play different?
They do.
No, Matthew. I'm just saying one thing. What you said, you said best player in a worst team, and I think Danny Ings is the best player in the worst team.
Yeah, Oh, yes. If Southampton didn't have Ings, they'd be down.
Oh, yes. Exactly, yeah. That's why I think it'd be...
He's the best. Grealish's got to be. He's even getting the Liverpool team.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm saying
He would get the Liverpool team, Jack Grealish. I'm not asked. Boys, listen, right. Grealish is... Right. I'm not comparing the two players because they're different levels, but I'm just comparing what to do. Let's look at Grealish and Curtis Jones, right? They both do the same thing. They do loads of show pony stuff and they make the wrong decision constantly. Grealish, for me, sometimes he should lay it off and he'll make the complete wrong pass. He does stupid stuff like that, but he does it constantly. But then he gets made to look a lot better than he is because of the team he's in.
Yeah, but imagine if he weren't managed by Dean Smith. If it was fucking Klopp, mate.
Imagine putting him in the middle of the Liverpool team. He would be like a fish out of water.
I'm just saying, right? When he gets put on the stage, like for England, he smashes it.
Yeah, but who's he played against for England, realistically?
Spain.
The Netherlands. Yeah, but did he do anything in that match?
Yeah.
What did he do? Because I haven't watched it. But most of the time when England played
well.
Well, if the Holland fans weren't happy without Van Dijk, they wouldn't have been happy watching that game either. Because he lit their defence apart.
I can't see him being in a good... If he went to a good team, I don't think he'd do well.
The only reason why I slightly agree with Hugo Son is because
Hugo Boss, mate.
He's watching Two Sink too much.
That's Hugo Lloris.
He's been watching Two Sink.
Come on. Do you know what?
You can't say Hugo's son, look. Anyway, the only reason I say that Hugo's son is because, right, is because Grealish has been off once, and that's why I'd say.
Boys, Hugo's son's third in the goal chart, isn't he?
But he's fell off, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like, he's kind of in the Carabao Cup final. Put a shift in there. Do you know what I mean? That's your time to shine.
Did Grealish ever pick up, though, boys?
Yeah, you know,
who's a shot? That's what that in the actual. I mean, I'm including who's a shot.
Nah, it's only the back end of the season, really, Annie.
Yeah, that's based on form. That one.
Yeah, like when you fucking need it the most, especially with Leicester, they fucking bother.
Are we going Son?
We've got to go Son, boys.
We'll go Son. Yeah, we'll go Hugo.
Okay, this is a disgrace.
Hugo.
Let's read the team off the viewers, Massey.
Yeah. So, Matthew with... Oh, my God, Charlie. I was to do the clip.
You can count
us. And you just interrupted me.
Marsh has just lost the air dryer on.
Anyway. Let's talk about our player, silent manager, young player of the seasons, then, boys.
Wait, there you go. Can you even hear me?
Yes.
You can't hear it.
You can't, no.
Oh.
Nah. Well, boys, who is the manager of the season? Are we going Pep?
Yeah.
I want to shout out Bielsa and David Moyes.
Brendan Rodgers.
David Moyes so far.
We can either go Borden or we can either go.
Moyes is bottle top four, though.
We can either make spice up a bit, do you know what I mean? Go
David
Moyes. Bottle top four. You can't even expect a team consisting of Jesse Lingard and Creswell. Somebody gets top four.
Oh my God, how dare you bring his name into that? Oh my God, you can't be dissing Ipswich, ex England international.
Yo, Jingo, I'm going to get you a West Ham tour with Creswell on the back.
Number three, mate. You have to. Creswell can cross well. There you go.
There's so, who's going to manage, boys? We either go Bourne and we go.
Nah, you know what? Nah, David Moyes, lads. David Moyes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Especially after last season with West Ham finished.
You got the job on a technicality of a legend who recommended you. You are not in, but a fool and manager of the season. Good night.
April Fool's Day this Sunday in Manchester. Dave Moyes, the biggest fool in Manchester.
Yeah. He's not the biggest fool of East London. That's why he's my manager of the season.
So Dave Moyes is our manager of the season.
I'll tell you what.
Who is the best?
I say his reaction.
Who is?
Well, you know. That's pretty wonderful. I couldn't thank the boys more.
Is that like Alan Hansen?
Well, you know he's got a passion play move.
Michel Antonio. I don't know what his dance moves are, but his finishing ability, top quality. Man, Alan Creswell, lad. He's in my England squad.
What the Saints?
Sorry.
The Saints?
I don't know.
So, boys, So, wait, who is the best signing, the signs of the season?
Diego Jota.
Benjamin. But it's not Diaz, though.
I can't believe Gary Neville said Cavani.
Idiotic, isn't it?
Cavani. That just screams bias, doesn't it?
Just because he's got long hair and wears armbands. Gary, we're calling you out, Ming.
you did Australia when you were in your kit wig,
didn't you? Yeah, but, you know, I was cool.
I hate you on runs like that.
Yeah. He only runs 40 yards and gets embarrassed.
I ran a kilometre the other day and I was absolutely knackered. But, you know, we're getting there.
So the science season is Diaz, yeah.
It's just boring,
yeah,
isn't it?
Gotta be.
Why not someone like Thomas Tuchel? He's been great.
What? Jesse Lingard?
Nah. It's gotta be Diaz.
Bro. Yeah.
Okay, Diaz. Yeah, right. Who's been the best? Who gets the best player award?
Does the whole season.
Can we say young player first?
Yeah. No. Yeah, young player then, young player.
Foden.
Right.
You're not speaking.
I'm not going with Foden. I'm going with legend of the podcast, Pedro Neto. What a player. I know he's been injured recently, right? But he's carried Wolves to that 10th position. For me, it is.
Well, it's got to be Jesse Lingard. You know, he's still 23.
That's the thing.
Yeah, he's young. Him. Nah, it's got to be Foden, hasn't it? It has to be Foden.
But I'm shouting out Pedro Neto. What a guy.
No, James, we probably listen to this right now.
Of course.
Yeah, then who's the player of the season then?
Harry Kane.
No, not Harry Kane.
He's bottled Europe though, hasn't he? I know he hasn't.
No, he hasn't bottled it. It's a team up, but you literally said before, he's got the most goals, most assists. He's got the most interceptions for the cycle.
What about Nat Phillips?
The way Harry Kane drops deep to get the ball, and even goes with the pitch himself. CDM, the striker.
I love Harry Kane.
Could you not just go for the basic then and just go De Bruyne? Because De Bruyne always has a phenomenal season.
I was thinking
De Bruyne's in the brief. He's a penalty merchant.
I know, but it's still 17 most, goals, isn't it?
Yeah, but half of them are pens. He's the most stat padded player I've ever seen.
I think six of pens.
So, boys, we're tired here. Harry Kane.
If you're saying about the pens of Bruno Fernandes, not lad, you said six of them, that means he's got 11 goals. If you rewind the seasons, 2 seasons ago, or even last season, lad, why not? Them had 11 goals or even more. Why wasn't he getting for PFA? He was, lad. He did. So why did he get for PFA player of the year?
Because he hasn't turned.
Jenko's on the back foot, yeah.
He's got the top goal.
What is your question? Manager signing young player of the season? Do you want to do the most underrated player of the season?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mount.
I can lash a few ones out for this.
Nah, he's getting rated now.
Right, I know it might sound a bit stupid, right? But he's not the young player of the year, but he's in the debate. Well. No, Fofana for Leicester.
Oh.
Big Wesley. Wesley, Charles. Is that you? Yeah.
Even that Sam Johnson from West Brom, he's probably decent.
I'm going with China. That's a good shout.
For fun,
he's younger.
He's
20, isn't he?
Underrated. Ooh.
But he's been phenomenal.
Probably
season,
Mendy. You know, Mendy's been underrated this season.
Yeah. Hey, Nacho. I know he's getting rated now.
Nah, again, back end of the season, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Joe, what? Joe would have said. But he kind of dipped off a bit at the beginning. Lamptey.
Bamford, look. He's not a good team.
Bamford's been playing heavy, I've got to admit. Bamford's been playing heavy.
Bamford's good, but
Yeah, but again, he's fucking 28, and he's
I think he's missed like the most chances this season, hasn't he?
Bamford's 28.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my.
Right, boys. So we're going for Farnham already.
Oh, Chris Wood, that is a good season.
Yeah, here's a question. Yeah, we don't have to agree. This is your own opinion. Oh. Who has been your best player to watch this season? No Liverpool players, though.
Ooh.
You can't pick no Liverpool players.
Best players of what?
Saint Maximin.
Who's the best player? Who's your like favorite player this season? But like, can't be a Liverpool player.
Just to watch, or
no? Like you're drinking. You liked him. You think they're good.
Yeah, Saint Newcastle is so boring to watch, right? Unless Saint Maximin's playing, and then it's quite good. Then
probably
I'm saying Tielemans, you know.
I'll back
Tielemans actually.
Player to watch though.
Suchek.
Yeah. Doesn't necessarily have to be a watch. Can be a player you like, Matthew said.
Yeah.
Oh,
mate. I'll back Tielemans, mate.
Like, some people like Mount, don't they? Some people like Mount. Yeah.
Tielemans would be a shout probably for the underrated player because I feel like he goes under the radar a lot.
I said him a couple of podcasts ago. I said he's the most underrated player in the Prem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, who do like watching Daddy Basuma from Brighton. He's a good stud.
He is, yeah.
Well, you might be okay. Watching him in a red shirt next season, Owen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. He's joining Arsenal.
Hey, are Arsenal in the race for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen the video of him laughing at Arsenal with Burnley beating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a guy.
Oh, boys. Do you know what it's time for? It's time to do the clip for TikTok of our team of the season. But I'm not going to lie, yeah, I forgot it.
You're not ready down?
No.
Fortunately, I can read it out for you. Have you got a pen and paper?
Is it Martinez and goal, yeah?
Martinez.
Yeah, that's I've got it now. Got on lockdown, don't worry. Ready?
Don't say the word lockdown to us.
Maguire, Cresswell.
Not one, Cresswell. Ready?
Not
so, Matty with the footies, Premier League team the season is Martinez in goal, left back Luke Shaw, two centre backs Diaz and Harry Maguire, right back Kufal, three centre mids De Bruyne, Gundogan and Bruno Fernandes, the three up top Salah, Kane and Son. Yeah. That is Matty with the footies, Premier League team the season.
Wowza, Rooney. Rooney's not on the team. Well.
And that is well the TikTok.
Hey, did you see their championship game though? When 3-3 in that?
Yeah.
And Derby's game.
They still might be going down, mightn't they? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, breaking like financial fair play.
Yeah.
God. We're crazy, not a manager, boys.
Well, boys, can I just say, yeah, I can't wait for Ben Foster's videos in the Prem.
Same.
I have a feeling
they get sold, you know. I don't know.
No,
I hope not.
I
hope not, but I don't know, you know. It's like 40 now, isn't he?
He's 38, isn't he?
Really?
No, but yeah, Man City in the race, you know.
Really?
Because they're back in the
game. Foster would be a good call. But,
yeah, because nah. What's this? You've got like Kesha, isn't that? Not the singer.
Oh, TikTok on the clock.
Oh, the shopkeeper.
Yeah, like the American one. He wants first truth, doesn't he? So, there's a poster. Man City after Ben Foster. Second truth.
As Jenko said, Foster's good call. Well, boys, anything else to add?
Owen mentioned Kesha before. Check it out on Spotify. Kesha and Becky.
I know. Are you running for
Follow Charlie Lee on Instagram at Charlie.
Does that Charlie?
I think it's Charlie Lee 13. I might be wrong.
There you go. What, lucky for some number 13.
What is your opinion on the Europa Conference League at that conference one?
I didn't even know it was a thing when you mentioned it before.
No, it's
going to be the second Europa League.
I mean, don't you reckon it's just a bit overkill?
Yeah.
It is.
There's no point in this, really.
Like, I know some people say, oh, change is good, but don't change it if it works. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
You don't need to change a simple game. If it's not,
you know what I mean? Not broke, don't fix it.
The argument is it's good for teams like Leeds and that. But, like, yeah, wouldn't you rather just fight for your Europa League or Champions League if you leave rather than fucking having more games a season for the
It happened to Burnley, didn't it? Remember Burnley qualified for the Europa League and they just went bad. Like, imagine a team like Leeds pushing for the Europa League or the Champions League, then they finish seventh and then they don't have the squad depth. So that means next season the Prem they'll go down because all the players are tired, then they won't be able to make it again until the year after.
It'd be against like Copenhagen or I don't even know bad teams, it'd be worse than them as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm not for it myself.
Just overkilling.
Get that sorted, UEFA. Yeah.
Go on, Django. Call them out. Go on, say it. Go on, Django. UEFA. Say your famous line. Go on.
We're calling you out, mate.
Say it again.
UEFA, we're calling you out, mate. There you go. And you're getting binned next time. Up to Super League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, did you see about the thing at Barca and Real?
Yeah.
Did I get kicked out? Yeah. Banned for 2 years, aren't they?
Hmm.
If you don't think well, so, Juventus, I don't think Juventus are bothered because they're fifth.
So hang on. So they get banned from the Champions League for 2 years. So it's gone from teams getting fined 60 bill to getting banned from the Champions League for 2 years.
Yeah. No, they went from getting like not playing the competition at all to being allowed back now to getting fined. Now get 2 year ban.
It's a joke, isn't it?
But well, aren't Juventus got threatened to get kicked out of the league, didn't he?
Yeah, they did. Which I think would be a big mistake for Serie
A. I can't believe Schalke have been relegated in the Bundesliga as well.
I don't know,
Schalke.
I was on Kabak and we were going back to it. No.
Yeah, they had
13
points.
Surely we'd have to pay 18 mil for Kabak now. He's been relegated.
I'll keep
Kabak,
you know.
I won't pay. We'll pay 18 mil now. They've been relegated. That's horrible.
I'd have them come back. Like, I would.
Well, boys, Charlie, do you have anything to add at the end? Any questions you want to ask? What's been on your mind this week?
I don't know. I don't have any now.
Owen, what about you?
How's your day been, Charlie? There you go.
It's been all right, you know, John Carter, look at me.
Great, mate. Yeah, I had the dentist within today.
Yeah, boys, yeah. Oh. Off football related, yeah. Just a little end at the end. What's your meal deal?
Oh,
it's got to be the sausage, bacon, and egg triple from Triple Right.
Oh, we make it as getting as money's worth.
Yeah.
And then I'd get like maybe a Lucho because I'm not a big fan of the smoothie.
That's a Lucozade for anyone not from Liverpool. That is a Lucozade. Fizzy
Lucozade. And then it's an orange energy drink from America.
And then I get like Walkers. Playing girls, Steve Max things, or even McCoy's.
Yeah, let's rate Owens. I'll give Owens solid 5.5 out of 10.
Jeez.
That sounds horrible, what he just said.
Yeah.
Mine is chicken and bacon.
I'd say chicken and bacon. Good start.
Crisp. We're going what type of crisp? Cheese and onion, oven baked Walkers.
Oh. Okay. Good start.
Drink. It's either, I've got to pick one. Two, it's either Dr. Pepper or Oasis. I'm going Oasis, the healthier
option. What flavour Oasis?
Summer fruits.
Oh, that's a solid nine, that, you know. Nah, the only thing that makes it best is like McCoy's crisp.
Seven.
I think
Owen's a bit
salty.
I know, yeah.
No, because honestly, right, they sell the chicken bacon one in Jack's by our work, right? And what's the lad? It's just way too much mayo. Otherwise, I would
see. That's why I don't get meal deals.
Yeah, Charlie, what's yours then? Come on.
I don't get meal deals, though.
Charlie's is a plain hamburger.
I'll have a ham butty with no margarine.
No, you're joking, right, Jenkola, but I don't like butter on me. Butties.
Hey, some people like that, though, you know. Yeah, then what's your meal the other than Chris Chargers and one? What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Chicken and bacon.
Yeah.
Cheese and onion, McCoy's. And then, oh, for drink, I don't know.
Charlie's is salt. Charlie orders salt and pepper on a
cherry Coke.
Bacon.
There you go. It's definitely not Coke Zero. not Coke Zero.
Well, let's all face it. Owen has the worst meal deal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
sorry,
me.
I don't even have one, but Owen's is worse.
Egg
and egg mayonnaise, egg and cress.
Well, who said it's egg and cress?
Well,
egg and cress. Well, well, boys, that's it for the episode.
What a great episode! Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the end of this episode. Don't forget to drop a follow on Instagram @MattyWithTheFooty, and we will catch you next time. In a bit. Ta-da.